USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 170 million people are under winter weather advisories Monday as icy roads, power outages, and dangerously low temperatures are threatening traffic and straining power grids from coast to coast. The severe winter weather has sparked emergency declarations in Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Texas, which has been hit the hardest. The city of Minneapolis, Minnesota on Friday reversed its original push to defund the city's police department after residents begged the city to hire more officers, citing low response times and increased violent crime. The city council on Friday voted unanimously to approve $6.4 million in additional funding that police had requested. One person has been taken into federal custody as authorities continue searching for dozens of migrants who called 911 while trapped inside a tank truck, unable to breathe last week. The chilling call triggered an urgent search for the migrants in Texas. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Asian shares advanced to record highs on Monday as successful coronavirus vaccine rollouts globally raised hopes. China and Hong Kong markets are shut for the Lunar New Year holiday. U.S. stock markets will be closed Monday for the President's Day holiday. Faith-based organizations are getting help from Washington. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The White House is relaunching the Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, a 20-year-old initiative put in place by President George W. Bush. President Biden signed an executive order Sunday to relaunch the office aimed at fostering cooperation between the federal government and faith-based and secular community organizations. In a statement, the White House promised a commitment to our cherished guarantees of church-state separation and freedom for people of all faiths and none. They plan to address the COVID-19 pandemic and boost economic recovery, combat systemic racism, increase opportunity and mobility for historically disadvantaged communities, and strengthen pluralism. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As cold weather blankets much of the United States, the extra demand on power could have consequences. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
It's not only cold now, but it's going to get colder for the next several days. One of the hardest hit states is Texas, where Andrew Barlow is with the Public Utility Commission.
When that happens, by nature, people are going to get indoors and they're going to turn up the heat. And if they have electric heat, if they want to turn on a lot of lights in the house, maybe might have the kids watching a TV show in one room and they're watching one in the other, the electricity demand can really jump.
Barlow also tells us one source of power, the wind turbines in West Texas, are iced up. Residential customers are being told to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A wreck on the last lap changed the outcome of the Daytona 500.
The first race of the 2021 NASCAR season was plagued by a rain delay that lasted more than 5 hours and bookended my two large crashes. The Daytona 500 was only 15 laps old when a 16-car wreck brought out the yellow flag minutes before lightning brought out the red. Racing finally resumed around 9 o'clock Sunday night. On the final lap, teammates Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano collided, causing a train reaction crash behind them. Michael McDowell was able to avoid the wreck and slide to the front to collect his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory. Chase Elliott finished second, Austin Dillon third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Denny Hamlin, who won the race's first two stages, came in fifth. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.